There was an interesting and novel decision there last week in the High Court involving Pepper Finance. Pepper Finance, as you know, are a mortgage service provider or financial fund or vulture fund, call them what you will. Most people would be familiar with Pepper Finance Corporation in Ireland. Last week, the unusual decision was made in the High Court, which permits Pepper Finance to extract letters of administration in an estate where the deceased person had outstanding, allegedly had outstanding borrowings to Pepper and is the owner, or was rather the owner, of three properties. However, when the man passed away, there was no efforts made, no steps taken to extract letters of administration in relation to the estate. And that being the case, then Pepper were unable to commence legal proceedings against the estate to seek recovery of the money or possession of the properties or whatever steps they might choose to take. So Pepper sought the order in the High Court concerning the estate of the late Mr. Joseph Kelly, who died 6 years ago. This order, granted by the High Court, Miss Justice Siobhan Stack, permits a nominated solicitor, nominated by Pepper, to extract letters of administration in the estate, limited to the purposes of receiving letters of demand from Pepper and notices of appointment of receivers, and, if necessary, being served with proceedings. So the reason Pepper want this is because it allows them to basically commence proceedings to recover the money or recover the properties, appoint receivers, flog the properties, and get paid their debts, alleged debts. The application arises from three loans which were made in 2007 to the late Mr. Kelly and another man. And the application may ultimately lead to proceedings to recover possession of the properties on which these loans were secured. Miss Justice Siobhan Stack noted that Mr. Kelly died in August 2016, but no representation to his estate has been extracted in the years since. It's a fundamental aspect of any fair hearing that anyone who might be disadvantaged by the making of an order sought would have notice of the application, she said. However, institutional lenders such as Pepper may have difficulties in identifying when a borrower has died, whether they died intestate or testate, and who might be entitled to extract representation in their estate. So you can see the difficulty there for lenders. This can make it difficult to notify relevant family members. She did not think it would be appropriate to make an order without requiring a lender to take some reasonable steps to try to identify family members entitled to take out a grant. Because she had not been satisfied with the steps taken by Pepper in that regard, she had made directions for the purpose of notifying the family of the intended application. Pepper then notified the family of the intended application, and a daughter of the deceased appeared in person on one occasion, but she didn't take any further part in the application. There was also some apparent contact from a brother. However, there was no indication of an application for representation in respect of the estate. The situation amounted to special circumstances, the judge said, Miss Justice Siobhan Stack, and she said that she would make the order sought by Pepper. She addressed whether the order should be made where the intended proceedings by Pepper may be statute barred, brought outside applicable time limits. For reasons including, it appeared, the repayment date for the loans was in September and October 2017, after Mr. Kelly's death, that was sufficient for the purposes of the application to find it could not be said that the intended proceedings are hopelessly statute barred. So even if the family argue that the proceedings are statute barred, Miss Justice Siobhan Stack makes reference to payments made in September and October 2017, and if that was the case, well then she's saying that the intended proceedings would not be hopelessly statute barred. In other words, there'd be some case, perhaps some argument to be made. She said these special circumstances made it necessary or expedient to allow Pepper to extract a grant in the estate of the deceased. In coming to that view, she stressed she was not making any final determination on issues considered by her, including whether the intended proceedings were statute barred. If the estate wishes to and thinks it appropriate to raise those issues, then they should be determined in the intended proceedings to recover monies due and owing on foot of the loan agreements and any proceedings to recover possession of the properties, the three properties. Pepper's nominated solicitor is not obliged to raise those issues, but will be open to a relevant family member to extract a grant of administration so as to allow them raise those issues if they want to. The order is subject to the usual condition that Pepper would not take any steps in the proceedings for a 6-month period after they had issued. That's a novel enough scenario, I think. I haven't seen it before. Bottom line is Pepper, the so-called vulture fund, the finance provider, the mortgage manager, mortgage debt management company, are now entitled to extract letters of administration in the estate of the alleged debtor who allegedly owes money, whose estate now obviously owes the money to Pepper on foot of mortgages, on foot of loans advanced for three properties. As I say, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out eventually, but clearly the family are going to have to take a view now if Pepper do extract the letters of administration, because it'll allow them to serve the various notices on the administrator of the estate, etc., etc., for the purpose of commencing proceedings to recover the money and or recover the properties. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, I'd appreciate it if you give it the thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, hit the subscribe button on my YouTube channel. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I would appreciate if you left a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you might consume your podcasts. Thanks a lot.